Beckett's Radio, FM 104.6.
Oh, welcome back to the third hour of the Monday mid-morning show. I had to think of the day then.
Yeah, you did.
Looking at Ron for inspiration. So,
don't look at me.
This is the Help Hour. Now, as you know, on the Help Hour, we talk to people who help others, and we also talk to people who offer help. Now, today we had our visitors from the Salvation Army. They talked to us before the Help Hour, but we have a visitor in the Help Hour. And this is a lady called Alison, and she's come to talk to us about the time bank. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, thank you. Hello, everybody. My name's Alison. I'm part of Ryde Time Bank, which comes under Ryde Town Council. And I'm here today to tell you a bit about how it works and what we do in our town. So basically, everybody has a skill, and you can all offer a skill. So members share hobbies, skills and knowledge, and they offer it into the community, and they can earn time credits from it. And in return, they can later on, it doesn't have to be right away, they can say, can you help me with this X or Y? So to give you an example, Sarah wants some help washing her car, so Chris goes to help her and earns one time credit. Then say, or I don't know, 2 or 3 months later, Chris needs some help gardening. So he puts that on the time banking software, and then somebody says, oh, I can help you with that. So then they offer to go around to Chris's house to help with the gardening. So then it continues. So that's the broadest way of looking at it, but there's many different ways you can look at it. For example, recently our time banking members went and cleaned the Ryde Memorial ahead of the 11th of November service.
Oh, fabulous. So the time bank itself, how did the time bank come into force?
So time banking is a national thing. It's been going a long time. We supported from Time Banking UK. I first came across it when I worked in Southampton, where they were doing it there. And they had groups running where a lady would come and teach people to crochet because she knew how to do it. So they had a nice coffee morning, and this lady came and offered a skill. And it was just a wonderful thing that members of the community can link with other members of the community just to offer simple services and support and skills, whatever level. So somebody could say, I can walk your dog for you, and somebody else could say, I can put a shelf up for you, or somebody else, it always comes back to cake for me, but I could say somebody else can make a Victoria sandwich, for example. So it's been going a long time, but I first came across it in Southampton, and I wanted to offer it here in the Ryde community because I think it works. It also is being run at West White, and they've been going for 8 years, and they've got a very strong community of time bankers over there.
So if somebody wanted to join your time bank, how do they do that?
So we have a website, ridetimebank.co.uk. So please feel free to go on there and have a look. We also have a Facebook page, which is Ryde Time Bank. But my colleague Liz, who is what's called the broker, if you like, she's in Ryde Library every Tuesday morning between 10 and 11. So go and pop down and have a chat to her, and she can tell you a bit more about it.
That's fabulous. Now, the time bank itself, as you say, it could be anything.
Anything.
What's the most unusual thing that somebody has asked for?
Steady now.
Well, we're very much in the infancy stage. So we started at the end of May. So we haven't had totally unusual things, if I'm absolutely honest, at this stage, but we've been helping with gardening. We've had a lady go and help with crochet at another organisation, and that organisation in turn has offered us help with doing a logo for something that we wanted.
Oh,
so
fabulous.
The variety is huge, and you just have to think about outside the box, if you like. So, I mean, we ran a coffee morning, and some of the people made cakes for us to have at the coffee morning. So all a variety of things.
Ah, fabulous.
Well, I've got a few here that off your website, and it's got gardening, painting a front door, resealing a bath, sewing machine service help, pet sitting, IT support, shopping, space for small groups, moving books from a library, mending clothes, bridge lessons and filing, so cake making. So that's all the stuff that...
That's an awful lot of things.
It is, that was that. And then the next page, I couldn't get it all in one line. They were the ones that had already donated theirs, and there was various ones that they could go to as well, which is fantastic, really.
And that's fabulous.
There is one
though.
Question I hope you can answer. You have a coffee morning on the 6th of December from 10:30 to 12:30, but you haven't confirmed a venue.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Thanks, Ron.
Yes,
we will be holding that at, it's 11 St Thomas's Square, what used to be the old NatWest building.
Okay.
So we will be having it in there. So if you would like to come, please do, yeah.
That's fabulous. So it's great to see different people offering different things and sharing skills as well, because obviously when you do something for somebody, you're sharing a skill, aren't you?
Yeah.
And do you think it helps with cohesion in the community?
Absolutely, because it makes people more aware of what's going on, first of all, and makes people want to help others, because we saw people did that, you know, in COVID times. So people want to help. So the beauty of this, it helps the community as a whole, and you can dip in and out. You can offer something now or you can offer something in 6 months. There's no time limit on it. There's no fixed time. You don't have to offer something every week unless you want to. So it's not quite the same as volunteering. It's literally dipping in and out. And basically, you can join it as an individual and as an organisation. So at the moment, we've got a few organisations on board. Network Ride, Men Only, they're on board. So we're looking for more organisations, and I'm more than happy to pop round and talk to your organisation if people want to get in touch, or on an individual basis. So yeah, it can be done either way, basically.
That's great. Well, could you tell us how people can get in touch with you and how they can find out more?
Yes, yeah, so you can go on our website, ridetimebank.co.uk, or pop into the library and meet Liz on a Tuesday morning between 10 and 11.
Great. So how long have you been doing this for then?
Well, we only started at the end of May.
Okay.
So it's been a slow start, I'm not going to lie, but we're getting there. That's why I was very grateful to come and speak at Vectis Radio today, because I'm keen to get the word out. It is for Ryde. You don't have to live in Ryde, but the exchanges do need to happen in Ryde, because we have to keep it central to where we are.
Yes.
But as I said, if you live on the West White, you can join the West White one. So that's all we've got on the island at the moment. But
you never know.
You never know. And it's growing. It is growing. And can I assure those people who, because I've talked about this to a few people, but we do come under Time Banking UK. We have all their safeguarding policy and procedures in place. And if people are vulnerable and they want to join, we do DBS checks. So please rest assured that we all keep within the safety guidelines. And my colleague, Liz, when it's sort of people offer and receive request things, it all goes through her. So she checks everything. So please, for those people who are, you know, slightly nervous about it, please rest assured we've got all those policies and procedures in place.
And you sound like you really enjoy being part of the Time Bank.
Definitely. I'm very passionate about it. As I said, I've learned about it a while back, and it's something that really could work. Just gets the community talking to each other. It gets everybody out and about and working as groups as a whole. But people can swap as organisations. So it's just a wonderful community thing to do. So
it certainly is. So tell us how people can get in touch again.
So that's ridetimebank.co.uk, or on our Facebook page, Ride Time Bank, or pop in and see Liz on a Tuesday morning between 10 and 11 at Ride Library, which is in George Street in Ride.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you've got a conference coming up as well, haven't you?
Yes. So Wednesday, Liz
20,
and I...
20th of November. Yeah,
Wednesday, Liz and I are off to London, a day trip off the island, to meet the national team in person, which is wonderful. We've got some speakers, we've got a couple of parliament speakers, and we've got different people to get us thinking sort of wider, if you like, and get some lots of inspiration. And it'll be great to meet the other time bankers we've met online, because we regularly meet them online, so we get support from them and other time bankers, so it's been really useful. So it'd be lovely to see them all in person and get
Absolutely.
Some more inspiration. Really looking forward to it, actually.
Really good. Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming to visit us. And you're very welcome to come back when you like.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So if there's anything else we can do, if you've got something that's coming up, just give us a text us or give us a call, and you can come back in and promote whatever you're doing.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Okay. Pleasure. Well done.
Now, what we'll do is we will have two tracks now to take us into the break. We'll have Weekend, Dancing in the Flames, and then we'll have Pseudo Breakup with Beware, Fiberglass. Coming out the other side of the break, we'll have some Fleetwood Mac.